Well, it's holiday time, and it's the best time of the year, I think, to have a bit of a break and a rest. And we have this wonderful feast of Christmas and today of the Epiphany, the coming of the three wise men. It's quite a romantic thing to have the poor shepherds, now the rich king, come to worship the Lord. And of course, they represent us. They were the Gentiles, they are coming to worship the Lord, following their star to him. What a wonderful thing. All my life I've come down to the Mornington Peninsula for my holidays. Even as a child we used to come here and stop at Frank's, and it was a long drive in those days. And as we went down to Rye for our holidays. This is the best place to be at this time of the year, the best place in the whole world. With the beautiful water waiting for us to have a swim. So today we think about this feast day of the Epiphany, those wise men coming with their gifts of gold for a king, incense for a priest, and myrrh, a sign of the future death of Christ. We too in our lives have gifts given to us, and we offer them to others. Often at this time we have our families together and we welcome them and look after them at this time. So it's a time of gift giving, receiving gifts. And the great gift we receive, of course, is the Lord himself, given to us in the Eucharist, a wonderful gift that child born at Bethlehem in that simple way to come into our world comes to us today in the risen state as a risen Lord given to us. How is he welcomed? We see the three ways that he welcomed there in that gospel today. The wise men, the three kings, welcomed him and worshipped him, paid him homage. They were people of faith who followed their star, and all of us have a star in our lives that we try to follow, hopefully that lead us to Jesus. So they were that way. King Herod saw him as a threat. The baby Jesus was a threat. A new king coming was a threat to him. And he tried to eliminate him too, as we know that Jesus became a refugee and went to Egypt. So Herod was a hostile force, and there are many hostile forces against Christians all around the world today. So many persecuted, many losing their life because of their faith in Jesus, especially where Father Chinwak is in Nigeria. A terrible loss of life there in so many churches at this time. And then there's the priests and the scribes. They were the learned people. They could find the prophecy about the Messiah in Bethlehem in the land of Judah. They knew where he was, but they took no notice of it. They were indifferent. And lots of people are indifferent to Jesus. That makes no difference to them. But he makes a tremendous difference to us. He shows us this wonderful way of life, the way of living, the way of love, the way of Jesus. But also he gives us that strength of the Holy Spirit to live in that way. And he gives us a gift of himself in the Eucharist to strengthen us for the week ahead. So let's rejoice today in this great feast day of the Epiphany, where the Saviour is given to us. And in the Orthodox churches, this is a bigger feast day than Christmas, the Feast of the Epiphany, the coming of the wise men, who had that faith in Jesus, and that faith is the same faith we have, to believe in him as our Lord and Saviour.